Wurde dieser Chapter von Mishnah 10 Nachrichten nimmt zu einmal bezahlter Borschelian. Für non-Jew, you find him standing next to a cistern of wine. So, is the wine pure or not? Has he touched it? Has he, you know, or has he had any involvement with the wine? But he says over here that the wine is a Jew's wine. It's a Jew's wine. It's not his wine. But im yesh lo alav milveh. But if he has a lien on the wine, in other words, a Jew loaned money for him and put this wine as the, you know, as the security. So asur. In that case, the wine is forbidden. Why? Because we worried that the guy is testing it to check its quality. You know, he's involved with the wine because he's got a lien on it. So feels he has a certain right over there. But ein lo alav milveh. But if he doesn't have a collateral on it, mutter. The wine is mutter. There's no reason to suspect in that case that he's been playing with the wine. Not full of bar va'ala. If a non-Jew falls into a cistern and he comes up, and says the Katyav, yeah, he comes up, he actually drowns in the wine. Yeah, he drowns in the wine. What a way to go. Medada bakane, or he measures it with a reed, or hitis es hatsira bakane, or he flicks out a wasp with a reed, if he sees like an animal in it. Or he slaps the top of it, al pi chavis murtachas, because he sees it's like foaming up, so he like slaps down the top of it. Bechol elu haya masis, and all of these, you know, if any of these things occur, but there was actually a story that each of these occurred, v'amru yamachar, and they said the wine could still be sold. You can't drink it or whatever, but you could get benefit from the wine in this case. And why says the Kati? Because all of these are not normal libation actions. They're like strange things that have happened to the wine. It's not that he was involved in it in any way for a libation kind of thing. But Rabbi Shimon matter, and Rabbi Shimon permits the wine even for drinking, says Rabbi Shimon. The loch is not lucky. I'm not sure who would want to drink the first cistern of wine where the guy died in it. But anyway. Notel es achavis uzraka bechamoise labor. If he picks up the barrel and threw it in anger into the cistern, right? Picks up an empty barrel, and in anger he like becomes enraged and he throws the barrel of wine into the cistern. Zehayamas, and this actually happened, the Echshira and the rabbis permitted the wine. They permitted the wine in the, you know, that was in the bowl for drinking over there. And again, similar kind of principle. It's not the normal way, you know, that he had a dealing with the wine over there. So it's still permitted.